There are 17 so-called rare earths, a group of 17 chemical elements used in everything from high-tech consumer electronics to military equipment. And the world's biggest supplier of these things is China. And now the Chinese news agency is warning America, don't underestimate China's ability to strike back in this ongoing trade battle. China has not explicitly said that they will limit the exports of rare earths to the U.S. But in commentaries coming out from that nation, those words are being said exactly like that. Let me give you an example from the Chinese Daily. United States, don't underestimate China's ability to strike back. That from the People's Daily noted the United States is uncomfortable with its dependence on rare earths from China. Will rare earths become a counterweapon for China to hit back against the pressure the United States has put on for no reason at all? The answer is no mystery, it said. Undoubtedly, the U.S. side wants to use the products made by China's exported rare earths to counter and suppress China's development. The Chinese people will never accept this. That coming from the ruling Communist Party newspaper. It is a way for China to strike back. There are two other nations that have great amounts of rare earths, Brazil and Vietnam, but their mining and their process is far behind China's. But both have 22,000 tons in excess to Brazil and Vietnam. Looks like we're going to become better friends with Brazil and Vietnam if this persists, and fast, by the way. All right, so our man in New York, Eric, has been in my ear all day saying, what about UFOs? What about UFOs? Well, listen, Agent Mulder, relax. What we've got is a new bit of information for everyone that I think should get your attention. That's the best I can do. Some U.S. Navy pilots reported seeing unidentified flying objects while training over the East Coast, naturally, where Eric resides. That was in 2014 and 2015. In interviews with the New York Times, that has been verified. According to the Times, multiple Navy pilots spotted strange objects with no visible engine reaching 30,000 feet and going hypersonic speeds. Boom, baby. The Times report includes a minute-long video of two encounters Navy pilots had with unexplained aerial phenomena. In the videos, which include visual radar and voice recordings, pilots cannot distinguish what is seen on the radar screens. At one point, one of the pilots says in amazement, look at that thing. Look at that thing. It's rotating. These things would be out there all day, said Lieutenant Ryan Graves, an FA-18 Super Hornet pilot and 10-year Navy veteran. He told that to the Times. Keeping an aircraft in the air requires a significant amount of energy. Fuel is what he's saying. With the speeds we observed, 12 hours in the air is 11 hours longer than we'd expect. So what is their propulsion system and where are these things coming from? John Gratisher, a Navy spokesperson, told the newspaper that the U.S. Navy doesn't have all the answers for the observations made by Lieutenant Graves and others. He's not by himself. Remember there was a time that if you were a Navy pilot or an Air Force pilot and you reported seeing a UFO, that was the end of your career. And you were hauled off and given, you know, mental and psychiatric evaluations and so forth. No longer. The research into UFOs continues. And by the way, on a side note here, there appears to be a brand new underground facility at Area 51, just as an aside to all of this. In Area 51, there appears to be, according to satellite imagery and, of course, the conspiracy theorists at large on social media, they say there is a new underground facility that they can see in the satellite images at Area 51. So as if the UFOs being spotted by the Navy pilots isn't enough, I've got this for you. So back to the Navy pilots, because I want to make sure you have this complete story when you go to the water cooler today and people look at you like you have three heads when you're trying to tell them, oh, yeah, Navy pilots saw UFOs. Really, Bob? Can you go back to your desk? No. There were a number of different reports at Gratisher. Some cases could have been commercial drones, but in other cases, we don't know who's doing this. We don't have enough data to track this, so the intent of the message to the fleet is to provide updated guidance on reporting procedures for suspected intrusions into our airspace. According to the New York Times, the Navy recently set out new classified guidance for how to report unexplained aerial phenomena. According to the report, the pilots who reported the aerial phenomena speculated the objects were part of some classified and extremely advanced drone program. In another instance, one pilot told Lieutenant Graves that he almost hit one of those objects, and he described it as looking like a sphere encasing a cube. Seems odd, a sphere encasing a cube. Lieutenant Graves and his fellow pilots told the newspaper that the video showed objects accelerating to hypersonic speed, making sudden stops and instantaneous turns, something beyond the physical limitations of a human crew. So do they exist? Do UFOs exist? I know what Agent Mulder, better known as Eric there in New York, on our New York crew thinks. I get that. But here's what you can do. Drop me a note. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. UFOs, yes or no? It's what I want to know from you today. UFOs, yes or no? Do you believe in them? I mean, I don't know what I give it, handicap-wise. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. It's gone on for a very long time with some fairly credible people having fairly credible experiences and interactions, I suppose. But, of course, when you say that, then they say, ooh, you believe in little green men from Mars. I don't know. I've never seen the people from Mars. If they're little and green, then I suppose I do. I don't know. Anyhow, go to stevegruber.com, all right, and drop me a line. UFOs, yes or no? Remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can also find out more at americasvoicenews.com. And we're doing it all for you. It's Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2019. Heading toward the end of hour number two, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.